Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gobhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hare.
Why is the bus so tall? Yeah. Hiding in there.
So, Hare Krishna. Tvam cha balava purandaratmaja Tvam cha gokula varenya nandini Esha mudira chitanjali namang Bhikshati king api durbhago janaha We have heard now that Rupa Goswami has described a very sweet vision of the Lord and his mistress whom he worships.
Das ist jeden Abend das Gleiche. Ich kann es aber jeden Abend aufs Neue sagen.
So, he was describing the Radha and Krishna as they are appearing in his heart as a kind of spurti. You must know that there are two types of appearances of Krishna in the heart. One is still based on one's what one has heard. That is most probably what you experience when you chant. Do you sometimes remember Krishna when you chant? It is mostly because what you have heard, and then that comes. But there is another spurti. I think one is called spurti and the other is vispurti, where Radha and Krishna are appearing on their own volition. You know, where they just come, not necessarily as a remembrance or of what we call an association. We hear the name and we associate what we have heard, or also not as a wishful imagination, but they come as they are. And when this happens, a person can no longer return to material consciousness. Sometimes you feel devotees who have seen, who say Radha and Krishna appear to them, but what they refer to is a spurti, something which they remember, which is dependent on the mental faculties. Because if they would have a vismurti, you would not see them in material consciousness again. It's not possible. So Rupa Goswami prays now for the second type. He says, O Prince of the Gopas, Shri Krishna, O Shri Radha, daughter of the best among men in Gokula, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, bowing down and folding my hands over my head, this wretched maiden earnestly petitions the two of you. Now this is very interesting. Rupa Goswami considers himself extremely unqualified to even ask a request to Radha and Krishna, because he thinks, I'm so fallen, why should Radha and Krishna fulfill the request? But then he takes, I mean, it's so beautiful what he does. He takes, he wants to remind Radha and Krishna that they should be very merciful by pointing out their parents. He calls Krishna Balava Purandana. That is son of the king of the Gopas. Huh? So he says, Krishna, remember, your father Nanda Maharaj is very merciful. You may not feel mercifully inclined to me, but remember your father. And what is implied here is a beautiful scene which happens every morning in Nanda Bhavan, in Nandishvara. Nanda Maharaj has his doors wide open and beggars come and they get everything from Nanda Maharaj that they want. Some are so poor, I heard a description, that they come and they say, oh, King of Braj, I had so long the desire to drink milk. Yeah, you can get any quantity of milk, says Nanda Maharaj. Yes, but the problem is I have no container. I'm so poor. I have no... What are they called, these
Patra.
What do they call them in Braj? Patra? The milk container. I have no patra. So Nanda Maharaj gives to the beggars the patra, that is the container, and the milk. I hear this the first time, so therefore I'm a little bit insecure. But they do have a little something where the milk is put in. It's usually, there is a special word and they call it, that's a modern word. Yes, a different. But there is a special word for this. So, so Nanda Maharaj gives the milk and the container. In other words, he gives everything. He gives also. I mean, he just gives. He empties sometimes his treasure houses. Because he just feels so happy that Krishna is his son, and he just says, give. And similarly, Rupa Goswami reminds Srimati Radharani of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the best man, the best among men in Gokula. They are very, very renowned. They are very good kings, very, very nice to their subjects. And they extremely, Nanda Maharaj and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, have this quality of being merciful to the very fallen people. So Rupa Goswami says, I am so fallen that maybe you don't feel inclined to give me your mercy, but remember, you come from a family of extremely merciful people. So please. And then what he does is he asks with a special gesture, that is, he folds his hands like this over his head. This is when you really make yourself absolutely dependent. Usually the hands are, which we keep them for arranging our lives, you know, and we protect ourselves and we have our hands here. It's rarely that we put our hands here. This is a gesture of I give up. It's almost like, it's the sign of surrender. Have you seen devotees when they come before the deities? They go, it's absolute surrender. They open their heart. They're totally open. Like this. So by now, there are a few gestures of surrender, I wanted to say. Today the Bengalis were again very temperamental. They had a good subject matter, so I looked and I found a straw and I put it in my mouth. I wanted to take a straw, but then I thought the monkeys were here and maybe it's not a clean straw, so I put a thread, and I found a thread which was used to wrap a present, this paper bag, and I came like this to the door and immediately everyone was like and they all, the whole, it was a whole group of wonderful Bengalis. They went, "Dhira, dhira." That means they should speak slowly. Apparently that in their language means to speak softly. So they, I didn't even have to say anything. I just went like this. And then, we couldn't. They were whispering. Because when you come like this, then you can get everything. So if you come like this, you can get more than everything. This is the gesture of Rupa Goswami. So by now, you might ask yourself the question, okay, now let's be practical. 15 verses we are listening to this Utkalika Valarya, and we don't really know where this is going, this prayer. What does Rupa Goswami want? And yesterday we announced that today in verse 16, he brings it all out. He wants this particular blessing. And I'm just going through. My notes here. Yeah. Thank you. he wants a very particular blessing, and this is now, I think, the reason why Bhagavati came from Govinda Kunj. She also wants to know this, I think. Yeah? Just laughing. Please listen very carefully. It's a very advanced subject matter. I do not know how good I can explain it. Hanta sanda karuna sudhajari punamana sahrado prasidatam. Hanta sandra karuna sudhajari punamana sahrado prasidatam. Dujanitradishatam ratanija prekshana pratibhuvas. Chatamapi. So he says, O Shri Krishna, O Shri Radha, your hearts are flooded by the heavy torrents of your mercy. Therefore be pleased with this fallen soul. Bestow upon me just a drop of real love for you, thus guaranteeing me your audience, your darshan. So he wants a drop of real love for Radha and Krishna, because it is this love for Radha and Krishna which guarantees the darshan. Narottam Das Thakur also says, Jaya Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna 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 Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna 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 Jaya Radhe
Krishna
Krishna. That means only Radha and Krishna. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna 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 Jaya Radhe. See, you must know the love for Radha and Krishna is the guarantee for seeing Krishna. Look at Duryodhana. Krishna stood right in front of him, but because he had no love for Krishna, when Krishna asked him on behalf of the Pandavas for land, Duryodhana said no. And when Krishna said, if you are the enemy of the Pandavas, you are my enemy, then Duryodhana asked his soldiers to bind Krishna and throw him into the prison. Imagine, Krishna was standing before him, but he had no love for Krishna. Or do you remember the demon Bakasura? He swallowed Krishna. Krishna is the most sweetest thing in the universe. It just to when we speak about him or chant his holy name, the sweetness goes in our heart and we become genuinely happy. When we eat the prasadam of the Lord, even if we are in the best, in the adversest consciousness, if it's prasadam, it always puts us back on our two legs, because what is in contact with Krishna becomes Krishna-rice, just like if you throw something in the salt water ocean, that also becomes salty. So anything in contact with Krishna becomes spiritually sweet. And if we cannot taste anything sweet in Krishna consciousness, it's at least the prasadam we will notice, wow, this was good. So Bakasura had the lot of sweetness in his mouth, but because he had no love for Krishna and he hated Krishna, he felt a burning sensation and spit Krishna out. Imagine this. Just imagine this. I think it is too painful for us to imagine. So Krishna is the sweetest of the sweet, but you can only see that when you have love for him. Or think of Chanura and Mushtika, the two wrestlers in Mathura. They were embracing each one of Krishna and Balaram's limbs. Do you remember in the Bhagavatam, in the beginning, when Chanura challenged Krishna, it said they locked the limbs. Arm was on arm, chest was on chest, cheek was on cheek. It was the most desirable association of Krishna, extremely close, intimate association of Krishna. But how did they feel Krishna? Their experience of Krishna was not of sweetness. They felt Krishna and Balaram as if they were thunderbolts on their body. Imagine, a thunderbolt strikes you, Bhagavati. Can you imagine this? People die when a thunderbolt. In North Germany we often have this when it rains and thunders next to the ocean. One day I must take you to North Germany, where my childhood was spent. And then we children would be warned, don't walk in the thunder, because my best friend had died because of the thunderbolt. It was thundering, and then he did the worst mistake. He ran to a tree for shelter, and the flesh was attracted to the highly growing tree, and then the flesh came inside, and my friend, I think Frank was his name, he was standing under the tree and he was burned together with the tree. So this is how the Bhagavatam describes the experience of Chanura and Mushtika of Krishna Balaram, like a thunderbolt, because they had no love for Krishna. They were embraced by Krishna. Ooh, any devotee, any gopi would love to be embraced by Krishna. Would you love to be embraced by Krishna? We don't dare to say. Secretly we want. Like he embraces us and his devotees in Sakya Ras, in Madhurya Ras. Sometimes even his servants get a hug from Krishna. It's the best. But because of no love in the heart, nothing happened. Now you might ask yourself the question, this love for Krishna, it is something which has to do with rasa. You will first know your stai rati, your love which is that will appear in you, and then different ingredients will come to it which will make this love a very tasty experience. I don't know if you have ever tasted love. If you have, then you know it is a relishable experience. Now, other than the love of this world, the love for Krishna is described as, I need some help here, this chamatkar. It's very amazing, and there is a second quality of it, apurvata, always new and fresh, never the same, you know. It's chamatkar and apurvata. It's always totally amazing or overwhelming, and it's always fresh. It is not something which you feel you have experienced. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the second second
2, 531. It writes that there are this rasa comes when in present and previous life, when in your present life and in your previous life you had a heart full of desire for Krishna. This love comes when in your heart no material contamination is left, and when your heart is bright with spiritual satisfaction. You just feel very satisfied inside. You are attached to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and you are attached to take sadhu sangha, and you also are attached to do Harinam and Sankirtan and other such duties. Then the seed of Rati is sown in your heart. So I really encourage you to make a practice out of this verse. You know, cultivate in this life the desire for Radha and Krishna. Just know that all the other desires which you might still experience are ultimately only a confused expression of the desire for Radha and Krishna. So just become aware of this, okay? I still have this desire and that desire. I want to travel and see places, or I have the desire to make myself most important in the world of man. Whatever material desire you still have, know that ultimately you wish only Krishna, and pray that as soon as possible this becomes clear to you. Also, practice the art of satisfaction. You know, in the Himalaya we talked about this in our bus. We have to learn to be satisfied, to be in the being mode, to just exist and to let the physical disturbances and the mental disturbances just be what they are. Let them go and come as they have to go and come according to your karma. No? And practice hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't know if you have this experience already. If not yet, then I encourage you to make this experience. Read the Bhagavatam regularly. This is very important. It's this scripture in Kali Yuga which gives light on our path. It's very important that a devotee of Krishna reads the Bhagavatam and then practice these spiritual things like Harinam, Sankirtan. I know that the Hare Krishnas don't like to chant Hare Krishna. This must be changed. You know, you must change it in some way. Then the seed of Rati is sown in your heart. You will get this seed of Rati and it will grow. So Krishna, so Rupa Goswami, he says now, Shri Krishna, Shri Radha, your heart are flooded by the heavy torrents of your mercy. Therefore, be pleased with this fallen soul. Bestow upon me just a drop of real love for you. Huh? Something real must come. Even if it's only the seed of Rati, this must come into our heart. It's important.
So someone might say, why are you so anxious? Radha and Krishna are known as Kalpa Briksha trees. They fulfill the desires of their devotees. But see, Rupa Goswami wants something very special. I'm sorry, this will be a little bit philosophical still, but I know that there are philosophers listening to this, so you will appreciate it. You must know Krishna has three aspects: the Brahman, the Paramatman, the Bhagavan. And then he has the Bhagavan with the Radha. So the Brahman aspect, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I found this in the first canto. The Brahman aspect is like the moon in the day. The moon in the day, have you seen it in the morning? You can see the moon, but the moon has no Shakti at that time. There are no rays, it's just something. So Brahman has also no Shakti. Brahman has no energy, it's just a being, just a homogeneous one, it doesn't do anything. Paramatma is like the moon, can be compared the moon with the moon the first day after in the waxing period. Waxing means it grows. Paramatma has a little Shakti. He talks to you, he guides you, and so on. But Bhagavan is like the full moon in the night. Ooh, so much light is coming, so much energy is coming from Krishna, especially this energy to be kind to his devotees. But, my dear devotees, when Bhagavan is with Radha, oof! Yes, when Bhagavan is with Radha, at this time, his full energies become totally displayed. At this time, when Krishna is with Radha, he shows all his loveliness, he shows all his qualities, he shows all his playfulness, all his tenderness, all his cleverness, everything comes out. You know, it's just like I once heard an example: when a good artist is there with buffaloes, he will not play the flute, but when he is with other artists, he will play so melodiously, his whole art becomes manifested. So in the same way, Krishna's whole transcendental personality comes out when he is with Radha. And this Krishna, Rupa Goswami wants. And therefore he's trembling. My desire is so high and I'm so small. He wants to see Krishna in the association with Srimati Radhika and her followers. And then Krishna is showing his loveliness. And I remember I heard one pastime in Goloka Dham on the tape recorder, Umar Nidhi Maharaj was explaining how Krishna was coming at the appointed time. Was coming to the trysting place, that means meeting place, at the banks of the Yamuna, but he was a little late. Krishna sometimes excuses himself. He says, I can't be like you devotees who always have only one goal. I have to take care of millions of devotees, so therefore I'm sometimes a little... So he came to the trysting place
a little late. And this time the Gop Radha decided she would remain in hiding. She wanted to test if Krishna really loves her, or if Krishna has given his love to so many others. So what she did is, she stayed a little bit besides the kunja, and sent her clever sakis into the kunja. Krishna was there, and he was really anxious to meet Radha. He was really feeling, I'm a little late. And then the sakis came. Oh, the little manjaris came. Oh, said Krishna, is Radha coming? No, said the manjaris, Radha is not coming. She is kept in the house of Yatila today for some other work. Krishna started to smell the fragrance of Radharani, who was hearing nearby. And he said, no, no, come on, Radha is just nearby, I smell her fragrance. Said the manjaris, you are wrong, so wrong. Because we are always associating with Radha, her fragrance is on our bodies. And because we are now in your presence, you smell Radharani's fragrance. Radharani was smiling. Bah! They are really clever, my manjaris. So Krishna was despondent, and he said, is there any means how Radha can come? And I like to tell this past, and the beautiful gopi said, yeah, of course, everyone knows. You just chant Radha Naam and she will come. From the Naam, the form will come, and then the qualities and everything. So the whole personality will manifest from the form. Then Krishna started to chant. I do not know how long, but after some time, when Radha still was not there, Krishna said, it doesn't work. Radha is not coming. Ah, okay. You must be chanting with offenses. When you chant with offenses, the beloved object is not coming. Perhaps you have associated today with the rival of Radha, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Krishna, in fact, had been with Chandravali.
He hung his head down. Is there anything, said Krishna, to clear oneself from offenses? And you have to listen to a clever answer. Radha was thinking, what will my little manjaris, my clever manjaris now say? And she heard how they said, you have to chant very loudly. Do kirtan. Kirtan frees you from offense. So Krishna then did kirtan and danced, clapped the hand with the manjaris. He must have sing. Radhe Radhe Radharani, Radhe Radhe Radharani, Radhe Radhe Radharani, Radhe Radhe Radharani. So such kirtans like this are Radharani ki jai. So many kirtans. And then they danced also, and as the kirtan was in its peak, means the highlight of the kirtan, Radharani came
into the midst of the Sankirtan and danced in her beautiful way, the way only Radharani can dance, and together with Krishna. They were dancing very nicely, then they were retiring to the Kunja. So Rupa Goswami, really, you will hear this very, very much, wants this type of service. And now he knows, he will in his composition think or present a few service ideas which he has, something which he wants to do. And that is what he wishes. So I think it is very, very nice. I really like this very much. This idea of going on a journey, and it starts by understanding we don't want Brahman, not Paramatma. We even, this is one verse which says, I don't want Krishna alone, I want him with Radha. No? And this type of service is in the heart of, or desire is in the heart of Rupa Goswami. Now, there are two types of services which you do. Now, I've made a new note. You do this also to Guru and to Radha and Krishna. There's Paricharya and Prasanga Seva. Prasanga Seva means hearing and chanting. This is what we do during the Kati Vrata. But then there is Paricharya, which is some practical service. Like for instance, one of our devotees has cleansed the kund, and maybe you have felt as you were doing this practical service that it brought you from it connected you in another way. When you do hearing and chanting, if you are not yet so advanced, it can sometimes happen that you come on a I don't want to say mental, but I mean the platform of the mind. You know, you're just not able to, the mind is not still. You really need a purified mind to hear and chant without disturbance. Or you need to know how to bypass the mind. It's not so easy to do this seva. Therefore, Kartik is always good if you do something with a paricharya, something practical. Sweeping, jaru seva, parikrama. It really helps you to enter another dimension of your service. I think especially for us who are new devotees on the path, it's important to know that there are these two types of services. So Rupa Goswami wants also these two types of service, which are there, and we will hear later how this is it will reveal. Krishna, so nice. I must say, you give me the opportunity also to do some practical preaching service to you. I want to end this class by reading to you a little bit from Krishna Bhavanamrita, some Krishna Katha. Let's see if we can remember this verse. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasya. Bhajami Radham Madhura Smitasya. Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram. Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram. Tato mamanyasti gatir nakvapi. Tato mamanyasti gatir nakvapi. I worship Radharani. Who has lotus eyes, I remember Radharani, who has always a very sweet smile, and I speak about Radharani, and it's interesting about what we speak, who is Karuna Bharatam, the best of the merciful, that quality we like to speak about. Indeed, there is no other goal of my life than Radha. This is the shloka from Raghunath Das Goswami. So we hear now Radharani is absent, is at home, and she has taken shelter of her friend Murcha. Swooned. So Lalita needs to do something. It sends some clever sakis to Govardhan Hill. And the sakis see how Hari has just brought his cow to a fresh meadow. Meadow means where there is grass. It's very cool on the bank of a pond, and as the cows were grazing in the cool shade near the cool pond, it's midday time, but it's cool, Krishna plays with his friends. So this duties are the messengers. This girl are hiding behind a tree and wave Krishna. Krishna sees, oh my God, these are the messengers of Radha. He lets his other sakas play, and he comes with Madhu Mangal and secretly meets them, and the duties become very happy. Then Krishna asks Sri Rupa Manjari, who is a limitless mind of beautiful absorption in Radha. She's totally absorbed in Radha. About the condition of Radharani. And Rupa Goswami says, Krishna, you make the forest beautiful. He avoids the question, not Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. You make the forest beautiful by your bluish effulgence. The forest would be even more beautiful by the golden effulgence of my Sakhi. You make the people of Braja cry by showing your face, which is great by the dust thrown up by the hooves of the cows. You know, this is a vision which the gopis especially like, and also the other devotees. They like to see Krishna's face as he comes back from cow herding, and I just read it this morning in the Gopi Gita, and it's covered with grey dust, and his dresses of hair I hear, oh yeah, I forgot. And because Krishna has moved very quickly, some dust of the flowers is on his cheek, and because there's sweat, it just makes some beautiful lines there. Krishna. So, yes, you make them cry, but do you know, with happiness, but do you know that Radharani is crying in distress and rolling also in the dust in your absence? And she makes her sakis also cry. And then Rupa Manjari describes how Radharani looks because she has fainted. Rupa Manjari describes how Radharani becomes so upset when she just remembers how Krishna's lotus feet step on the thorns and pebbles of Braj. And it's a very nice description. You have to read it all. It's very... And then she says, O Krishna, out of separation from you, beautiful broad Radhika becomes so thin and fragile that she cannot even tolerate the blowing of her life airs. What to speak of the breeze of fanning her? So, when Krishna hears how his beloved is suffering in his absence, he becomes so absolutely sad that he is unable to say anything, and he whispers to Madhu Mangal, speak on my behalf, Madhu. And Madhu Mangal says to Rupa Manjari, he understands the intention, quickly bring that golden lotus Radhika to the forest. Otherwise, out of the forest, what will be her fate? She will die. And what will become of Madhusudan, the bumblebee, if he cannot drink the honey of Radharani's loveliness? So imagine a forest, a grown lotus, then it's not in the forest, but in the desert, it will die. So bring that golden lotus quickly here in the forest. Or otherwise she will die, and the Madhusudan, that bee, will also die if he cannot drink the honey. Madhu is a Brahmin, he's very poetic. Then Madhava took his garland of champaka flowers away from his neck. You know, by that garland, it was originally made by whom? Yes. So that flower garland, by the smell of that flower garland, the gopis had found, Rupa Manjari had found Krishna. So it smells apparently very strong. I don't know if you have ever found something by its smell. We found in Haridwar something by her smell. We found the queen of the night by her smell. We're going, and then we found the queen of the night. This is a flower which smells only in the night. Do you remember? We found that queen of the night by the smell. So O Rupa, let this champaka garland adorn Priyaji's chest. Then Rupa Manjari takes the garland and quickly runs back to Radhika with the champaka garland. And as Radhika is in that
separate mood and a swooning. She hangs the garland around Radhika's neck, and thus Sri Radhika was revived by the embrace of her lover's fragrance. So tomorrow, and not today, we will hear what happens next. I'm reading every day Krishna Bhavanamrita, and I must be very frank. I have read this book many years, because Prabhupada had said, those who want to be absorbed in Krishna must read this book. But I could not maneuver my way through that. These amazing discussions which are just so poetic and rasa-filled that you really have to strain your brain. What are they saying? What does this comparison mean? And what does it allude to? But I have not given up it's a German stubbornness. Now, after so many years of trying to read this book, I find it very, very pleasant. But I'm reading the easier to understand parts, because mostly the talk which the gopis have, they always talk one thing and they mean another thing, and it's really amazing. It's really amazing. You really have to be like Sherlock Holmes, you know, to find out. And you are never sure: is it really this what they mean, or is there another implied meaning which is just too subtle for a conditioned soul? I want to encourage all of you in this Kati Vrata. Sometimes during a Kati Vrata, our heart is boiled like butter is boiled with the heat of a flame. And then things come up, things which we may not have solved very nicely in our lives, or questions, or just contaminations which are there in the mind. And it can be sometimes a little hard and a little strenuous. So at that time it's very, very good if you do not divert yourself too much. I have heard that if you want to make a Kati Vrata traditionally, you just stop all traveling and you stay at one place. But here I think in Radhakund or in Braj, because everything is one place, you know, the same place, Krishna, 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 it comes out of every corner, and therefore it's sometimes also good to move a little bit about around, but don't move out of the Krishna influence. I sometimes see devotees who come here, and you know, they do parikram and then they sit down and read the newspapers. This is what our you know, we do the same thing. We remember material thoughts, you know. This is what the ego wants. It doesn't want to stay on the thing. It wants to go in the normal atmosphere. I mean, what's the difference? I read today all the newspapers of my mind, you know, for whatever. I can't complain about these devotees. I had a whole mental presentation of
There were also very nice things there. Mostly it was very nice, but the whole preaching year just passed by. America and what we did there, the initiation of Manoram and Jai Radhe. I could see every, I heard every word of my lecture. It was just playing, and then I said, "Might, you are supposed to chant here. Otherwise, you shouldn't eat prasadam if you are so, so diverted." Do you like this book? It is very good. Yes, I think I will end here. I thank you very much. Today it's a little earlier we end, and I hope to not keep you so long. Hare Krishna. I have to say goodbye to all of you. Hare Krishna. Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.